Hello and welcome back to another Bakudeku fanfiction reading. Today I'm going to be reading chapter 9 of What's a Little Kink Exploration Between Friends by Tumbleweed Chaser on Archive of Our Own. If you haven't seen the previous episodes, I highly recommend you do so because we are 9 chapters in. That's a lot of chapters. And now without further ado, please enjoy. Chapter 9. Sexting. 3 weeks ago, when Izuku had been asked to cover a night patrol for a couple of weeks for another hero in the agency, he jumped at the chance. As with all things, there were pros and cons to the night patrols. Night patrol tended to be more active, more exciting. It was a good opportunity to boost ranking, because there was more criminal activity, but it was harder to interact with the public. It was quieter in some regards, less chit-chat during the quiet times between arrests, but could be lonely as well. For Midoriya and Bakugo, getting a night patrol allowed for a bit of space, a break from the other as their schedules became opposites. Time alone in their home to do as they pleased was usually treasured, even if the two did get along these days. Now though, as Hiro Deku patrolled, he found himself frequently thinking back to the blonde, wondering if his day had gone well, if he'd eaten a good meal, if he'd taken time to socialize and relax. It was only night 4 of the 10 he'd agreed to cover, but he found himself missing the other man in a way he hadn't before. It had only been 4 days. It wasn't as if they hadn't seen each other at all. But Izuku was arriving home when Katsuki was leaving, and vice versa. They had time for little more than quick, exhausted greetings. But then, maybe the space was good. The quirk was still active, still scratching at the back of his mind, not yet satiated, but much easier to ignore with some distance from Bakugo. It gave the green-haired hero time to think over the feelings that were threatening the easy, balanced relationship he had with his best friend, a relationship they had worked extraordinarily hard to have. He'd thought sex would be just sex, that Katsuki would help him pin down a few embarrassing procolatives, then they'd just pretend it had never happened and return to their status quo. But Izuku didn't think he could just go back anymore. It wasn't even just the sex, not that the sex was anything less than amazing, but Katsuki had become so soft with him when they were alone. He gave strong, warm hugs and gentle, gliding touches with his hands. He checked in on Izuku more, texting even as Izuku had transitioned to the night shift. He kissed the top of Izuku's head, and he had not only accepted Izuku's desires, but eagerly participated. Not once had he made Izuku feel shameful, strange, or, what had Ochako called him? Degenerate? Izuku frowned at the thought. It had been a long time since he thought about that sort of thing. Maybe that's what the quirk was holding out for. Would Katsuki... Izuku slapped his cheeks and shook his head, physically trying to clear the thoughts away. The night had been a slow one. Now it was a little after 2 in the morning, and he hadn't seen a single soul on the streets in well over an hour, not even a stray cat to take to the nearby shelter. Tired of walking in circles, he made his way up on the tall apartment buildings that he knew residents kept patio furniture on the top of. Dragging a chair near the walled-off edge of the building, he made himself comfortable. He was due for a break anyway. He checked in with the agency via his comm, let them know he'd be settling in a watch spot for a little while. The tech gave a tired affirmative and the line went silent. Pulling the phone from his pocket, Izuku scrolled social media, reviewing his friends' feeds and liking their posts. He replied to one of Katsuki's snarky comments, leaving a stupid gif of an angry-looking fish. His phone vibrated and chimed in his hand, admittedly startling him. He smiled when he saw the name. Kachan. Shouldn't you be working? Me. Taking a break. Shouldn't you be sleeping? Kachan. Didn't know villains let you stop to check your stream. Me. Guess the villains aren't having trouble sleeping. Kachan. Lucky bastards. Me. What's wrong, Kachan? Can't get comfy? Kachan. Bed's too big. Me. Seemed fine to me. Kachan. Guess it was just better when you were in it. Up on the rooftop, Izuku's blush returned much stronger than before. His brain went into overdrive. Was Katsuki flirting? Was that a sincere, sweet statement or just a cheesy pickup line? Was he genuinely having trouble sleeping or did he want something more specific from Izuku? The final thought had that little itch perking up in interest, perhaps because he was technically out in public, technically at work, but here Katsuki was laying claim on Izuku's attention and time.
Me.
They say a little exercise can help you fall asleep.
Kachan.
That's so. And what kind of exercise would you recommend?
Me.
Nothing too vigorous, just a bit of cardio. Get the blood pumping.
Kachan.
I don't know if I should be going out on a run at 2 a.m. Could be all kinds of dangerous thugs out there.
Me.
Ha ha. I had a different exercise in mind.
Kachan.
Oh, really? I might need a visual aid. The on-duty hero audibly gasped, guiltily looking around the rooftop for other signs of life. This was a stupid idea. A very stupid idea. But he was on the tallest building, it was dark, no one was around, the little half-wall would hide away his activity, his phone's messaging system had some weird auto-encryption thing Kachan had forced him to put on when they first went pro. Against his better judgment, he removed one of his gloves and then worked his dick out of his costume, licking his palm and giving it a few firm strokes to harden himself before snapping a picture.
Me.
Like this, Kachan?
3468.image.
Kachan.
Am I doing it right?
245.image. The hero moaned, his grip tightening around his dick as he viewed the image Katsuki had sent. He was naked, lying in bed, a cock ring around the base of his dick, his thumb tracing over the pre-cum at the tip of his dick.
Me. Looks like you were already working out.
Kachan.
Guilty. Couldn't stop thinking about you.
Me.
Wish I was there to help.
Kachan.
Would have wanted something different tonight.
Me.
Different?
Kachan.
Keep thinking about how everyone thinks you top, but with that fucking cock of yours, I can see why.
Me.
You would want me to top?
Kachan.
Oh, baby. Just because I'd have your dick up my ass doesn't mean you'd be in charge. I want to tie you up and ride you till you cry. Have you begging me to let you come.
Me.
3469.image.
This time he'd risked letting his face show. Angling the camera just right, Katsuki should be able to see him mid-moan as he worked his hand over himself.
Kachan.
Like that look on you. Can practically hear you.
246.image.
Katsuki had blessed him with a different position. The blonde had pushed himself up to sit against his headboard, legs spread wide, hand positioned just right to lift his balls so Izuku could see how the cock ring wrapped around them and then delved further, connected to a prostate massager buried in the blonde's ass. Izuku pressed the call button as fast as he could, moaning instead of greeting Katsuki properly. The blonde seemed fairly far gone himself.
Fuck, baby. Wish you were here so I could see you.
Me too, Izuku said. Wanna feel you. Katsuki chuckled on the other side of the phone.
You gonna come all over your costume for me? Make a big mess so everyone knows what you've been up to?
Izuku moaned louder, hand working over himself faster.
Can I, sir?
On the other end of the call, Izuku could hear the vibrations of the toy speed up. Katsuki moaning deeply, the sound of his hand working his cock, even as he commanded,
Come on, baby, come with me.
They climbed to orgasm together, Katsuki going over the edge first from his prolonged play, Izuku following closely after, doing his best to catch his cum in his ungloved hand. For a minute, they just sat breathing into their receivers. Bakugo spoke first. How much more of this night patrol bullshit do you have?
6 nights after today.
Fuck, Katsuki sighed. That's too long. Miss you. Izuku felt his breath catch for a very different reason.
Miss you too, Kachan.
Careful out there, nerd.
I will be, Izuku assured.
Sweet dreams.
I very much hope you enjoyed this reading. If you did, be sure to check out some of the others I've done. A link to the fanfiction will be in the description. New videos go up every Wednesday and Friday, and if you want to see more like this, give a recommendation. I've got a form. You want to send me feedback, or you just want to say hi, you can send me an email, you can leave a comment. And if you like my content and you want to see more, go ahead and subscribe, follow, do whatever feels right to you. And yeah, have a great day, and I'll see you all in the next one. Bye!